With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A new poll shows how Americans rate the presidential candidates on leadership qualities. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
There's a little something for each campaign in the findings of the AP NORC survey. When it comes to honesty, Vice President Harris has a perceived advantage over former President Trump. However, Americans are slightly more likely to trust him on two critical issues, the economy and immigration. Roughly the same share of Americans say both Trump and Harris are strong leaders. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Columbia University's president resigns.
Columbia University president Manoush Shafiq resigned effective immediately. The head of the prestigious New York University announced in a message to the university community. In her statement, she acknowledged the protests that roiled the campus this year, along with others worldwide, factored into her decision. Shafiq was named president of the university last year and was the first woman to take on the role. And she was one of several women newly appointed to take the reins at Ivy League institutions. She had previously led the London School of Economics and before that worked at the World Bank, where she rose through the ranks to become the bank's youngest ever vice president. Shafiq said in her letter that she'll return to the United Kingdom to lead an effort by the Foreign Secretary's office reviewing the government's approach to international development and how to improve capability. I'm Haya Pinchwani.
Federal judge orders UCLA to ensure equal campus access to its Jewish students. Tuesday's ruling comes after pro-Hamas campus protest in the spring. Three Jewish students sued UCLA, saying it enabled those protesters to block them from certain parts of campus if they refused to make a statement agreeing with protesters' views. They also say UCLA hired security guards who allowed the protesters to enter a pro-Hamas encampment, but not Jewish students. This is SRN News. A chaplain takes on the city of Austin, Texas.
Dr. Andrew Fox led the chaplaincy program for the local fire department for nearly a decade. But after he posted an opinion on his personal blog stating that men should not be allowed to compete against women in sports, the city fired him. He's suing with help from Alliance Defending Freedom, and his case has progressed to federal court. ADF spokesman Rachel Rolo says, quote, "Everyone should be able to speak freely without fear of punishment." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge says Maine is not violating the constitutional rights of religious schools by requiring them to abide by a state anti-discrimination law to receive taxpayer-funded tuition assistance. The judge also acknowledged that a higher court will have the final say. The lawsuit's one of two in Maine, focusing on the collision between federal and state law. U.S. Supreme Court's already ruled that Maine cannot discriminate against religious schools in providing tuition assistance. This is SRN News. A dramatic July rescue in Texas caught on an officer's body cam.
Newly available video shows police in southeast Texas making a dramatic water rescue of a woman whose vehicle was almost completely submerged in a pond after she suffered a seizure. Janquetta Winbush's two children did manage to get out. Her son ran to get help from patrolman Charles Cobb, who was nearby monitoring traffic.
She's having a fever. She's sunk. She's in the water.
Oh, come on. Hop in. I'll bring you over there.
Cobb jumped in to try to rescue her.
Is somebody in there?
Two workers from a local plant also jumped in to help.
Here.
The group pulled the woman to shore, and Officer Cobb then revived her using chest compressions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
She continues to recover. The founder of Famous Amos Cookies has died at the age of 88. His family said he died at his Honolulu home. More at SRNnews.com.